before we get back to talking about those vampires that suck the energy out of you, you were actually at a place, Life Labs, this past weekend. Up on Dundas Street East here in Belleville. Julie had a great experience.
I did. You know, this is the opposite of energy vampires. Yeah. These people, they take your blood, but they are so nice and they give so much positive energy. So just a shout out to Trish and the rest of the group over at Life Labs. Really, you know, for getting your blood taken, these are great people to have that happen.
Yeah, I was there a couple of weeks ago, and that's a busy place. On some days, they do over 300 patients. That they make sure that they get their blood off to the proper doctors or nurse practitioners for people to study and tell them where they're at.
Yeah, committed, excellent. Yeah. You know, they actually care, have high empathy.
Very professional and fast.
Yes, and I heard this yesterday. I can't confirm it. We are working on it right now with Life Labs. Apparently yesterday, the staff, when you went to get your blood yesterday, they said, roll up your sleeve.
I guess it's better than your collar.
Yeah, like I was trying to do like the scary voice.
Like the vampire thing.
Roll up your sleeve, please.
That's pretty frightening.
They want to suck the blood out of you. Anyway, big shout out to Life Labs this morning. All right, we're talking about vampires. Can you just explain again in 15 seconds, Galthorpe, what a vampire is for those just joining us?
They take your emotional energy using different tactics. But the common trait is they have a lack of empathy. They have a strong need for validation. They can be manipulative or controlling. And they tend to play the victim or exaggerate situations to gain attention. They could also criticize a lot or belittle others to elevate themselves. So that's the common theme. And I'll just give an example because this is one that, you know, many people can relate to. So a speaker, for example. The person is organizing an event. Sean, you organize lots of events. We'll just pretend it's you, okay? So the speaker organizes an event, and they have a speaker come in. Mm-hmm. So they tell the speaker, hey, you've got 10 minutes to kind of tell everybody what you do, why you're here, all that positive stuff. So the speaker starts, but they pass the 10 minute, they pass the 20 minute, they pass the 30 minute, they pass the 40 minute. And you can see the person who's organized the event trying to, you know, kind of interrupt, step up, try to like, they're watching the audience and they're saying, oh my goodness, we got to wrap this up. That is an energy vampire. They don't respond to cues because they don't have empathy, and it's about them, their needs, and no one else in the room.
Wow, I think we can all relate to that scenario.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
So, you know, first and foremost, you have to recognize that if you feel like, okay, what if I am this energy vampire? What if I'm the person that's taking the energy? Well, first, good for you that you're recognizing it because that's the first step. And you might think about what other people have said to you. Have you just dismissed other people's concerns? Have you been the person on the stage that the other people are trying to shuffle along and say, okay, thanks for coming out, but you've stayed there because you need that attention from other people. So self-awareness, a willingness to change, that's all crucial.
You know, Julie, I think it's like a really good idea and you're very hopeful that people will actually have self-aware, but it might be difficult, especially if they're a narcissist, right? So how can individuals protect themselves from these so-called vampires?
That's right. Setting boundaries, that's crucial. So remember, they don't care about your boundaries, so you have to enforce them. It might mean interrupting them when they are speaking or walking away. And often we stay in these situations because we don't want to be rude, but we have to remember that they're holding us emotionally captive. They're taking our energy with no care about what it's doing to us. So we have to pay attention to our own energy levels and take time to set those boundaries in our own self-care. If you're working with someone chronically and you feel like, oh, I just am even having a hard time going in today because it's just taken my energy. I love my job, but this one person. So surround yourself with supportive and positive individuals. That can be a great buffer.
Last question for you. So the characteristics of somebody sucking the energy out of you. Notice how I'm stressing sucking.
Yeah, I have noticed that.
Narcissist, love to talk about themselves, like to play the victim. Drama queen or king. I think all of us know somebody with maybe those characteristics. Does a narcissist know that they are a narcissist?
That's a really good question, Sean. There was actually an article, and I think it was in Forbes, and the title of it was, if you want to know who the narcissist in the room is, just ask them.
There you have it.
Yeah. So I think that they might not see them with that themselves with that label, but for many people, those qualities that go with it, they're nothing to feel shame about. They actually are excited about the fact that, you know, they're all that.
Dr. Jillie Galthorpe, people want to track you down. How do they do that other than the odd day shopping at Metro if they see you out?
Feel free to look us up at drjuliegalthorperSW.com and follow us on social media at drjuliegalthorperSW.com.